Rolene Marks. Today without a sting, because I don't want to chance it and lose it. How are you, Rolene?
Let me say, can I just give it up for Thabo? Thabo, you are a legend. Because if only people could see behind the scenes. And then thank goodness radio is not visual. Because as I've just said to you, I'm far too vain to be caught looking like this. But missed you yesterday. But let's get on with what's happening.
Yeah, over to you. Go for it.
Okay, so more positive updates as far as COVID-19 is concerned. A few more restrictions being lifted, and also those numbers that we've been discussing over the last couple of weeks holding strong. In fact, in the last 24 hours, only 13 new infections. So let's take a look at our stats from the beginning of the pandemic. 16,539 confirmed cases. At the moment, there are 4,104 active cases, 262 fatalities. The other very, very important stats that we're measuring as far as lifting lockdown is who is seriously ill and who's on ventilators, and serious ill dropping to 61, ventilators dropping to 51, and a total of 12,173 people that have fully recovered, which is much more than double as far as my maths is concerned, and I'm really not good at maths, the amount of people ill. So let's look at some positive stats. First of all, today belongs to a 97-year-old Holocaust survivor who has beaten COVID-19 and been released from Rambam Hospital in the north in Haifa earlier today. But looking positive is the possibility, very strong possibility, of the airport being opened from the 1st of June to full functionality. Now, we don't have details about flights just yet, and strict criteria still being discussed, including having to notify the airport ahead of time of your intentions of traveling or that you'll be leaving. From the 14th of June, we're expecting theatres to start opening to some performances, and one of the ideas being discussed there is that audience will be seated at least two seats apart from each other. Also a very positive thing, weddings, which are currently being held outdoors and at a maximum of about 50 people, we will now start opening those function halls up to about 100 people being allowed inside. We do have some people who have not been behaving very, very well, and this has been over the Lagba Omer period, where we have had certain sects within the Haredi community again flouting the ban on gatherings and on fires, and many have been arrested and fined, and those who have opted for violence against our police officers who've come to find them and to break up these gatherings have been retained in custody. So that's where we are at the moment, but slowly but surely we are getting there. We are looking good. Still a lot of debate whether or not to open the schools for all grades, and still discussion on where we are with restaurants, but little by little, because our stats are holding in good numbers, Israel is starting to wake up our economy.
Wow, and as I say, we will watch you with bated breath, hoping that your luck comes our way. Rolene, a horrible, horrible, heartbreaking story yesterday that I wanted to spend some time on. I wanted to do justice to the story of Sergeant First Class Amit Ben-Igal.
I just don't have the words. 21-year-old First Sergeant Amit Ben-Igal, with his unit going into a town called Yabed in the West Bank on Monday night, in response to violent riots that had been breaking up. The army was called in, which shows you that, you know, that they weren't just called in without intention. They were called in, and Palestinians started throwing rocks. A Palestinian threw, it wasn't a rock, I must make this very clear, it was a cinder block from the roof of a house. And despite him wearing a helmet, it hit him at an angle that cost him his life. And absolute shattering heartbreak yesterday across the country. Somebody said to me on the social media, this wasn't the first soldier to be killed by this. It wasn't the first and probably sadly won't be the last, but it was yesterday's soldier. And anybody who knows Israel knows that every single soldier is a child of all of us. And we take it very, very personally. And what's more shattering is that this is the first soldier to fall in the line of duty in 2020. He was an only child to his father. He did have siblings from his mom's second marriage, but the only child to his father who just is absolutely destroyed, and with a month left to go before the end of his service, we are absolutely heartbroken. But as Prime Minister Netanyahu threatened yesterday, the long arm of the IDF reaches very, very far. And while the IDF have arrested at least 10, and they're being quite mum on the circumstances and who's been arrested, we do know that there is a massive manhunt underway at the moment to try and to catch his killer.
Okay, yeah, well, we can only hold thumbs. Horrible story, horrible story. Let's move on. Your Minister Erdogan is going to be a very busy man. He won't have one job. He will have two, ambassador to the U.S. as well as the U.N. That's quite a lot for one man to do, really.
That's quite a lot for one man, and it will be for the period of about a year. The Blue and White put forward another extremely, extremely distinguished candidate to possibly take over the role as of ambassador to the United States, and that's Amir Eshel. If you follow the Israeli Air Force, he's a former commander of the Israeli Air Force, a man who holds tremendous respect and distinction in the country, but replacing the current ambassador, Ron Dermer, and our ambassador to the United Nations, the very capable Danny Danon, have come to the end of their terms, will be Gilad Erdan, who is now going to be the former Minister of Strategic Affairs. So two extraordinary portfolios he will take up, and then we'll see whether or not Benny Gantz's nomination for the ambassador to the United States, Amir Eshel, will be taken up, a man who is really, really one of Israel's finest sons. Many of you are familiar with the footage of the Israeli Air Force flyover of Auschwitz. He was one of those that was instrumental in organizing and leading that that mission. But apart from that, he is somebody much loved by his soldier who he commands. And then today we welcomed, and it was quite exciting to welcome a visitor from overseas, I have to tell you, even though he landed this morning and is already home, is U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in his American flag mask, because you don't prefer to wear masks these days, who met with Prime Minister Netanyahu and Benny Gantz and new incoming Foreign Minister Gabi Ashkenazi. And we don't know the exact details of the meetings. Very, very vague. They spoke about security, Iran, and possible annexation. But a large part of the discussion was around mutual cooperation over COVID-19. And in a press conference today, the Secretary of State took a bit of a zap at China. He didn't mention the country by name, but said our partnership with Israel is very strong. You, unlike some countries, don't hide information. So there's fighting words, Simon.
Well, certainly, Israeline, I am looking at the time, and I'm wondering, do we have time to talk about the anti-Semitic attack in New York? No, we don't. Can we carry that over for tomorrow?
We will speak about that tomorrow, but again, hats off to you, Tabo. I know you make miracles happen behind the scenes.
Yeah, and you don't look too bad for having been unannounced full facial.
Yeah, that's a better angle there. You know, far too bad.
Cheers, Rolene. Back tomorrow and hopefully the technology that's able. It's half past